The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I'll tell you, another week gone by. It's an amazing week. Biden on the milk carton again. Kamala on the milk carton again. Oh, except for about 77 seconds or 78 seconds of news conference on the tarmac. When those tough questions were asked, are you going to do any news conferences? That's a great question to ask when you've had, in 20 days, 77 seconds with the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. But I can understand that. She's busy running. She's like Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump as a candidate, because she's running as far away as she can from her current policies, as if they never existed. It's an amazing, amazing scenario. So, let me give you my opening statement this week. So, why is this country doomed? Well, why is the race so tight? And new polling says Kamala may actually even be leading. This is an American tragedy. It's written right before your eyes. The Authoritarian Dictator's Handbook, page 1, says, and I quote, "Control the media, you control the people." Close quote. No, it's not really a book. I made that up. But that is the reality. That's what's going on right now. And it's really clear. It's why this race is tight. This is working right now. So why is it so scary? Well, the Harris-Walz ticket is anything but real. We don't know what she stands for and what he stands for. And she's making it like she's never been in the White House before. 3.5 years she's been there. And she's had absolutely nothing to do with the current situation. That's her new claim. And, wait a minute, haven't you been second seat sitting for the last 3.5 years? Aren't you making policy and decisions? Hey, I'm no genius, but I'm certain Joe Biden wasn't making any decisions. This guy can't even pick socks out of a sock drawer. And all of a sudden, since his first year in office, if you think that he was making decisions, you're out of your mind. You need to vote Democrat if that's what you think. He has been incompetent. She's downright lost. We don't know whether or not she's incompetent or not. We've heard her wordside salads. The woman can't get a sentence out without trailing back into her prior sentence. The community is in the community, which is community. Well, time, the passing of time, is like the passing of time should be time, in time. You know, she's had, listen, she has had some speaking engagements where these sign language people have just put their arms up and shrugged their shoulders and said, I don't know what she's talking about. And her second fiddle, this is what's even better. She has zero foreign policy experience, and her second fiddle has waived his right, as far as I'm concerned, to speak truthfully. When he lied about his military service, that's one of the lowest things a person can do in my eyes. When you do that, that's a disgrace. I know they've thrown around the term stolen valor, but you know what? I don't exactly agree with that. As I've checked out the stolen valor statute, which was passed, I believe it's more a crime of where you have misled and taken advantage of a rank in the military, which you do not hold, which is in fact a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. But he will never be prosecuted. No one who's a Democrat is prosecuted for anything. There's no culpability, folks. And that's the problem. So let's see. What's important to you and me and the rest of the country? Let's take a wild guess. It's the economy, stupid, right? It's crime, stupid, right? It's the fact that the war of the worlds is about to be number 3. The world's in chaos. It's burning. It's on fire. Missiles, rockets. We have half our military ships in the Middle East ready to do what? I don't know. Because they don't know either. We have military there as targets currently. We got hit in Iraq the other day. What was our response? Nothing. It's the same response we've had all along. It's the same response we had when they killed 13 of our heroes when we surrendered Afghanistan. Nothing. The American economy is in chaos. Crime is in chaotic. It's out of control. Stores are closing left, right, and center. There are policies from Kamala's state that she helped pass. You steal less than $900, we don't prosecute you. That's a great, great statute. For the thieves, not for anyone else. That's why if you try to rent a U-Haul in California to go anywhere else, you can't find one. But if you want to rent a U-Haul and take it to California, they'll give it to you for practically free because people want U-Hauls to get out of there. Well, we pretty much, you know, let's look at something. How about the border? I know, borders are, no borders are. Who cares? She was second fiddle. The border is out of control. There is no border anymore. Let's be realistic. So we know that now. And secondly, okay, we know where Trump stands. You may not like the guy. You may not like the way he speaks. He's an artful as a speaker. I'll give you all that. But he was amazing for America. And you got to think beyond your little sound bites, besides what MSNBC tells you. And I listen to that station, and my brain boils, and my ears start to bleed, so I got to turn it off. I don't know what world these people are living in, but they are going to destroy our world. So I don't really care where they live. But they're destroying our world, and that's a problem I have. So let's see. You know, I did some research this week, and I went on the Kamala website, and I tried to look at what her policies are. Strangely enough, her entire website is vacant of any policy whatsoever. I'm not talking about missing policy. I'm talking about no policy. That's it. The only thing she's running on is the abortion. And I can assure you, America, if you vote for her and she is elected, the only thing that will be aborted will be America. So if I were her, quite frankly, I wouldn't answer any questions either. I'd let the media carry the water. They are in the bag. They're the DNC. There's no questions that she needs to ask on the record, off the record, doesn't matter. Questions like, are you going to sit down and do a press conference? Well, she said by the end of the month. Well, as my daughter would say, well, you didn't specify what month, so I don't have to do it until any month. So that's going to be the key. Run out the clock. Do you hear that ticking? That's the Kamala clock. It's running out. And by the way, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, you better get your butts in gear because she's not defined. The media is going to define her, and you have to do that. But see, here's the problem. She looks, her record is horrible. Any questions? I wouldn't answer questions if I had a record like hers either. Quite frankly, it's horrible. So if I looked up and I had a crappy record, it's almost as if she's never been vice president. That's what the position she's kind of taking. Because she seems to be running faster than an Olympic runner from her own policies. And that to me is amazing because you know what? The media is complicit in this game plan. Her own administration with Biden, she's running as fast as she can. She would have broken the world record at the Olympics for the 400 meter. So faced with Biden and now Kamala, I can understand why the Democrats are ecstatic because Biden couldn't put two sentences together. At least Kamala can read the teleprompter and not the instructions. That's a big plus on the Democrat side. But here's the problem, again and again and again. It's the policies, not the person. You know, at her rally, the teleprompter speech. What I saw this week is every speech she gave in the two states she went to were exactly the same. Exactly the same, except for the name of the state, which is, to me, bizarre. But the media picked up on that. Well, one outlet picked up on it. Fox News picked up on that. MSNBC thought the speech was amazing. And they played different pieces of the speech so you would never know they were the same. So where the heck has she been for 3.5 years? You know, what I saw is really depressing me, and I'll tell you why, is I saw one of the news stations was doing interviews with her voters at the rallies, and they were asked a very simple question. Name one thing that Kamala stood for and did during her Biden-Harris administration. And not one of them could name anything she did. One said she created a great meme. That's what you want to vote for as a president. You know, the people who are chasing her around and voting for her, this is a pathetic fraud upon the American public. This is a serious problem we have right now in the media. So she's not going to speak to the press, and I don't think that's going to change. You know, this guy Walls, he's a good speaker. I'll give him credit for that. But his facts don't add up with the reality. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, and we're going to ask the legendary Dave to chime in on that as a veteran and how he feels. But who's the ticket? No one will ever know until after the election. This is the same thing we got sold. We got sold an empty box with a beautiful wrapping. And when we opened it up and found nothing in it, it was called Joe Biden. So they dug him out of the hole that they put him in, and they just slipped her right in. How many votes has she received during the primary? Oh, wait, zero. How did she get to be the nominee? The party. Now, who's the party? The Democrat machine. Trump is running against a machine. He's not running against a person. He's running against a machine. And all she has to do is just stand there. She doesn't have to do anything. So this is what I found interesting when I was doing some research on, and I'm going to ask Dave to chime in a little bit. The command sergeant major rank, that's the leader. That's the tip of the spear, as they refer to it in military terminology. And what this is the Democrat / Republican, Adam Kinzinger, yes, he's still alive, crawled out of his hole, and that toad is now again yelling, never Trump, jumping on the Kamala bandwagon. What a bandwagon this is going to be. I'm waiting for Liz Cheney to chime in here. And he's trying to ignore the fact that Governor Walz lied about his military rank. Quite frankly, it's not really a debate. It's a fact. So I'm going to ask legendary Dave, what is the rank? The command sergeant major.
What Help is the rank?
Yeah. In okay. other words, what's the, there was a big stink apparently about the command sergeant major rank versus a sergeant major rank.
Well, commands. Okay. When you and I were talking the other day, you said something, I don't know if you realized how important it was, but you said command sergeant major is an E9. Correct. Do you know what that means?
That's a grade of, I think that's the highest commissioned grade in the military.
You know what E means?
That I do not know.
Enlisted. You have an O-10. You have an O-10 that's a lieutenant. You have an O is an officer. An officer is the person that can issue combat orders. A command sergeant major, you got to understand what the military is all about. The military is from the top down, and it flows like that from the top down. And I never was under a command sergeant major. Generally speaking, that's at a regiment, which is the highest of organizations within the military, in the Army. Anything I address is Army because I wasn't in the Air Force or Navy or anything else. So my information is strictly Army.
Okay, that's what he was.
Yeah.
Air National Guard, which falls under the Army.
That's right. And everything is from the top down. And just like you saying, an E9, that's an enlisted person, not an officer, an enlisted person. An officer in the Army is the one that gives the order, follow me. You know, they're the ones that go into combat, not the command sergeant majors necessarily. The military works on a basis too that, and when I was in the Army Reserve, the National Guard, This was during the height of Vietnam. Now take this into heart and understand it. For every one soldier you have on the line, it takes five people behind him supporting him there. And you say, oh my God, how can it take five people to support one guy on the line? Well, think about that one guy. What does that one guy need? He needs a weapon. He needs ammunition for that weapon. He needs food. He needs shelter. There are all sorts of demands that a soldier on the front line needs. Now, what organizes that? That's where your command sergeant major or your high-ranking sergeants come in. And there, once you're an E5 or above, you can give orders. Not combat orders, but orders. There's a big difference. Officers give combat orders. A sergeant just gives general orders, and it takes, like I said, during Vietnam, it took five people to keep that one person on the front line. And that's
See, I never knew that. That's amazing.
That's a lot of folks. And you have to have somebody in charge. And that's where the sergeants come in. Command Sergeant Major, I never served under a Command Sergeant Major. That's either a battalion or a regiment level. That's the head knockers of...
That's a lot of guys.
That's a lot of guys, but that's also where the decisions are made. And officer at a regiment level or battalion level doesn't give a quote-unquote officer an order. The command sergeant major and any sergeant, they're grunt people that... They're the ones that you may remember MASH and different military. When you need something done, you turn to a sergeant. Hey, right. Colonel Smith needs new tires, and he's been to the motor pool, and they won't give them to him. Can you arrange for him to get new tires for his car?
So he's the guy who gets it done.
He's the guy that gets it done.
So let me ask you this.
We don't know how, he just gets it done.
Right. So let me ask you this. So he came in, he kept claiming that he was a command sergeant major, which is the E9 pay grade. Okay?
Yeah.
He actually retired as a master sergeant, as an E8 pay grade, because he never completed he never completed the 2 years of training that he needed.
And this is what's so stupid about Kamala or her people, that they never vetted a guy to hell and back, you know?
And I was going to say, that's something that they should have known, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like I can call up and say, well, what rank was Mark? It's not that easy, but at the same token, you're not climbing Mount Everest either.
Right.
You're making some phone calls, you're making some inquiries, and you find out who and what the person was.
Right. So he now, in essence, and this is what's great, is they actually have some of his campaign stuff from prior years that when he ran.
He's a liar.
He was the governor, and he also was in, I think it was the Senate.
Yeah.
So he lied.
Yep.
Basically, he did lie.
He lied.
About his rank. And my thought to you is, and my question for you is, you know, he also claimed, which was even more interesting, I saw clips of him, everything is on YouTube, folks, get to YouTube before they scrub it. Because they have been scrubbing Harris's record. I'm guaranteeing they're going to take down a lot of his stuff. He actually said that he was a master sergeant in combat. And weapons he carried into combat. And accordingly, when I did some research on him, he was never in combat. He was in Italy at some point, but the point being, The only fighting he saw is maybe two Italian women fighting over a cappuccino.
Yeah.
He wasn't anywhere near bullets and someone shooting back at you. That's different than combat. That's very different than combat, it would be my perception.
Oh, I mean, yes.
How do you feel about this guy who's telling everybody he's a master sergeant, command master sergeant, and actually he's only a master sergeant? What's your feeling on that as a veteran?
As a veteran, he's a effing liar and shouldn't be given or, you know, he shouldn't have been able to run for governor or Senate or anything else. Somebody, and there's a guy named Tom that seems to be the one leading the charge. He was the one that was, I wouldn't say given, but he had to take Waltz's place in the reserve unit, and he's the one that's been leading the charge to get him recognized as a liar and a piece of garbage.
I mean, in order to give you some factual background, apparently in 2005, right before his battalion was sent to Iraq for deployment, actually to a combat zone, okay, he retired.
Yeah, there's something, you know, and again, I'm not the one to check it out, but there's something wrong there in that I got in the reserves because of my father and his partner who was a state representative. And it wasn't what we knew, it was who we knew. And that's the same way with Waltz. There's something, you don't just bebop up to your commander and say, I quit. That, it doesn't work like that.
No. And apparently he knew for several months that they were going to be deployed to Iraq and then filed his papers for retirement. Now listen, he joined, and I did again a little bit of research here. He enlisted in the National Guard April 8th, 1981 at age 17. And while serving, he held multiple positions. They say there's field artillery. He was a firing battery chief, operations sergeant, first sergeant, and at the end of his career, he had the rank of command sergeant major, but he never finished the course. And that's according to Lieutenant Colonel Kristen, and it's AUGE, you can look it up, of the Minnesota National Guard State Public Affairs Office. So that's a real statement. That's not garbage. What's coming out of Waltz's mouth is garbage.
It's garbage.
Because he knew for a fact, and everybody apparently knows, that even though you've attained the rank of command sergeant major, that you don't keep that rank unless you finished the two additional years. And he quit. So as a result of his quitting, he reverts back to the prior rank. So when he quit, he knew what he was doing. When the tough guy, when the going got tough, he quit.
He
got going.
Yeah.
That's not even close to the White House, as far as I'm concerned. That guy should never be near the White House. Forget about Kamala for a second. Let's focus on this guy. And the fact that this genius, Walls, doesn't even recall that he never actually served in a fighting stance. And by the way, he never carried military weapons into any war whatsoever that he claimed. And this is widely reported all over the place. And
no combat.
This is straight out lie.
Yep.
So he absconded with his unit when it was deployed. He left. He quit. He abandoned his unit. You know, he was a chicken. That's what it came down to. Listen, I've never been in the military. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I registered the way I should have, but that I never joined. Okay? That was maybe a mistake. I think serving this country is probably, as I get older, I see that people aren't serving this country, and that's a sad thing.
Only 3% of the country ever serve.
And 3% protect 100%.
Yeah. And
that is what America's about.
You know, if you go back and you listen to any of my experiences or talking about being in the reserves, I was, and I'm proud of it as a matter, I was a grunt. Now, what is a grunt? A grunt is the one that knows which end of the shovel to hold and what to do with the damn thing, you know? I was a grunt. I was nothing more. And, oh, my goodness, I did carry an M16, and that's a weapon of war. But that was to and from the armory. And only when we were going out to qualify did we fire the M16, or in my case, because I was company clerk, I got to fire the .45 as well. So that was my claim to fame. And I have never, ever, in fact, our friend Brett gets on me that because I always have felt that even though my veteran brothers say you are a veteran, I always felt like I shorted my time and duty because I was never deployed. I was a 11 Bravo, which is light arms infantry, and I was mechanized. Had my units been called up, I would have been the first to have gone because of my MOS. And that's that I was light arms infantry and knew how to climb in a vehicle that took you to the front line. And that's...
But you see, you, and I know you now for many years, several years I'd say, not many, several. But I know that you're the type of person that when called would have went. And that's the difference that I have a problem with. The fact that he bailed on his unit. And in fact, the guy who replaced him, there was several people in his unit who lost their lives. Several of them lost limbs. I mean, the guy was in there for 24 years, and I, you know, listen, that's great. Thank you for your service, but why did you split? Because you're running a campaign? That's not right.
He would have, in my unit, real infantry units, if this guy had have been in there, he would have been introduced not once, but many times to blanket parties. You know what a blanket party is?
Yes, I do. I do.
And, he would have been introduced to him, and his nose would not be where his nose is at this point. But, you know, you just, and I can't say that, well, none of my units were called up, thankfully. And but had they been called up, I can't think of, well, let me put it this way. Had my unit, my National Guard unit in Lubbock, Texas, or my Army Reserve unit in Atlanta, Georgia, had either of those units been called up, I would have been the first to know, or second to know, in that I was a company clerk in both of those units. And the first people that are notified are people like myself, a company clerk.
Because so you were Klinger.
Yeah,
the
well,
mass unit.
they want you to get everybody ready to play the game, you know?
And, you know, his excuse, what the problem I had with his excuse was it didn't fly with me. He said, you know, I was going to run a campaign, so, you know, I wanted to run for elected office. But here's the problem I have with it. Take a guy like Elvis Presley, okay? Yep. He was drafted in 1958 to 1960. He served in active duty.
Yep.
Okay? He didn't walk away. He didn't try to get out of it. He served this country.
And he went through the same thing that everybody else goes through.
Yeah, and he didn't get special treatment.
Nope. And he went through basic training just like everybody else, and we all go through the same basic training. No matter what your MOS is, you go through the same basic training, and then after that, you split off like I split off and went to advanced infantry training, and that was my MOS.
All right, what we're going to do is I think I'm getting the wave by the producer, Brett, that we're going to take a short break, but we're going to give you the teaser right here. Right after the break, we're going to talk about foreign affairs or getting the nanny pregnant affairs. So stand by. You're not going to want to miss this.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
What do doctors talk about in doctors' lounges around the country? Find out on the Doctor's Lounge show every Thursday at 8 a.m. on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Mark, I got to say that just like Trump said yesterday in his press conference, if you're a veteran and you're thinking about voting for Harris, you got a hole in your head. You're crazy. And this guy Waltz just makes you even crazier. And he was, and don't think his stripes or his polka dots have changed. He's still a worthless piece of garbage, and he's not going to change.
The guy is a politician, and that's what we don't need in this country anymore.
That's true.
The definition of the politician is he's lying out of both sides of his face.
Yep.
But right before the break, I was talking about foreign affairs or getting the nanny pregnant affairs. Well, you know, remember that the little stated fact is they were going off, and Trump, he's got the morals of an alley cat. Well, Mr. Second Fiddle's husband for the Kamala household apparently has engaged in some moral turpitude. So I think that argument's going to fly it's not going to fly as well. Let me put it this way. It's not going to fly as well as the Chinese balloon did across America. But apparently, hubby in a prior marriage got the nanny pregnant while the marriage was going on. Oopsie. You know, now I know why they're in favor of abortion. This is what makes me laugh sometimes. It's the little things in life that bring me joy. But what am I actually seeing? You know, what are you actually seeing here? You know, everything that they've said that Trump is bad for, they've done. They've just covered it up. And Trump doesn't cover it up. He's out in front. Yesterday, Thursday, he did almost an hour and a half of a media press conference, and strangely enough, no teleprompter.
42 questions.
It was simply amazing. The guy spoke in full sentences. What a novelty in America to have a candidate for president who can actually speak without a teleprompter. Wow. So what am I seeing from the people who are supporting Kamala and the walls? The wall. Funny, his name is Walls, but he doesn't believe in walls. The guy who invests in the 30-foot ladder because our fences now, well, what used to be a border, they had a fence which was about 30 feet, but so much for that idea. Listen, they're either going to go under it or over it until we have penalties that make them pay big time. So what am I seeing? This is the dangerous part of why controlling the media, when I said the dictator's authoritarian handbook, page one, control the media. We have in this country a very serious problem. We have what I call, and I think what On Point with Victor Mendieres says, low information voters. This is what is going on. They are low information voters. They have little or no knowledge about her. Nothing.
You know,
they know nothing about her.
You know, may well enough to know that I enjoy my Westerns. And if you go back and look at some of the Westerns that are on television now, one of the things that they talk about is controlling the media, the newspaper. Who's got control of the newspaper? Who's publishing those articles?
I mean, I've talked about it before, about the media was originally set up under the new country of the media watchdog. They were supposed to be the people's voice. Watch and make sure the government didn't get out of control. And they've changed sides. They have completely gone to the DNC. And you know what? It was happening. It wasn't something that happened overnight. It was happening for the last bunch of years. And nobody was paying attention. They took over social media. They took a thank goodness for this particular episode of our election. We'll see how that goes. But thank goodness Elon Musk was smart enough to come in and save the day. Because after all, quite frankly, if Trump wins, it's because Elon Musk bought X. He's the guy who saved America. And I think they should put a really big plaque up in Washington, in the middle of the square, that Elon Musk saves America. People didn't realize what he had done at the time. He had shut down a huge, huge entity that basically was the DNC. And they changed everything with all their algorithms. They were able to cheat. They were able to lie. They were able to suppress information. I mean, this is not America. And this same guy, Walls, has that same opinion. Free speech is not free. You can't be free to give misinformation. You can't be free to give something that he disagrees with. And think about that for a second.
I look to you to answer the one big question that I have about Walls. And I hope that you'll give me that answer.
Why did they choose him? No.
Why are they putting tampons in boys' bathrooms that are in elementary school?
You know, there are some things in life that, what is it, God give me the strength to change the things I can and to accept those I can't. There are explanations I don't have here. I don't think anyone on this planet, including Walls, has an explanation as to why tampons are in boys' bathrooms. Because as far as I know, growing up, I've never needed a tampon. And I don't know what guy on this planet needs a tampon in the bathroom. I mean, I understand they finally put changing tables in men's bathrooms because, you know, this whole thing about, you know, now it's your turn. It's your turn, honey. And I understand that. That I could deal with.
That I can deal with.
Yeah. But tampons? Unless they run out in the girls' bathroom and you say to your boyfriend, could you go get me a tampon? That's the only reason I can think of. That's the only logical reason. Because that is exactly why our government is broke. And no, not our government. We're broke. $34 trillion in the hole and rising. And while we've been looking at the shiny object, they just spent another $1.2 billion. I mean, the company, by the way, which has been not widely reported, by the way, that solar company that they spent $1.9 billion on, just filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, had that work out. Another Solyndra. And where does the $1.9 billion go that you are now broke for? Well, I think Charles Payne said it best. Bad business, basically. That's it. It's just you have a project that you want to see go, and it's a bad project. No matter how much money you pour into it, it's not going to work. Because that's bad. You got to understand good business and bad business. Why would you invest in a losing business? Well, because we're the government. It's not our money. We just put it where we want with our friends. And somebody got $1.9 billion for that. So I have this, you know, I was just listening to the other day also the UAW president.
Yeah.
He's supporting Kamala.
Yep.
Once again, blind stupidity has no bounds. It really doesn't. So the entire season of her campaign, she has been basically 3.5 years of trying to destroy America's auto industry, getting people off of gasoline cars, destroying our gasoline industry, destroying our oil industry, destroying our natural gas industry. But don't worry about it. You know, where there's no process and no primary, the old Soviet-style elections, insert the guy you want to be the one who wins and elect him without votes of any people. This is amazing. This is simply amazing. And this, by the way, folks, remember, this is the Democrat Party that says they're saving democracy. Well, I guess they redefine that word also. What is democracy to them? We'll choose who you vote for? Nope, you're not even going to vote. We'll choose who we put in there. And then we'll tell you you voted for them. And that's going to be your candidate. That's the way that works. So the people's choice? No. People didn't get to choose anything. They chose Joe Biden. They did. They, you know, when they were done stabbing him in the back, they forced him out of the Democrat machine. And they inserted Kamala, like an insertable part, at their own beckoning. This had nothing to do with an election. They wouldn't even let JFK or any of the other candidates. There are three other candidates running. No one's ever talked about them. But you see, this is the problem in America. They needed a puppet. That's all they needed. That's all she is. I said this last week. It's the puppet factor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what her policies are, and that's why there are no policies on her website, because she hasn't been given her policies yet. This is what we do in America now. So we just choose a person, and then we create them. Well, it worked great with Obama, didn't it? If you could like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, except you didn't, and you can't. So if they do this, okay, this is what they do. They are going to keep her off the radar. They're going to keep her away from anything. And she's going to continue to ride this high. And I think the Trump and Vance ticket better wake up to the fact that the media is against them, not only against them, but in favor of Kamala. Doesn't matter who she is, what she is, what she's done in the past. They're scrubbing it. They're covering it up. Doesn't matter what Walz did in the past. Doesn't matter that he let Minnesota burn to the ground. They just brought up a statement that Trump said he likes what he's doing the last couple of days. And they tried to pass that off as Trump loves Walz when he was governor. No. What Trump had said, again, let's take it out of context so people don't know what he's talking about. Trump had said during that particular instance that that's when Walz sent in the National Guard. And he shut down, well, after the city was burnt to the ground, he tried to quell the riots. It was all over. There was nothing left to burn. So what did he do? He sent in some National Guard for what? To clean up? Great idea. So this is what we're running into now. You know, and I want to jump away for a second. Forget Tampon Tim and Kamala for a second. And that's a great nickname. I love that. Tampon Tim. I don't know where I heard that or if I actually came up with that, but I love it. So I got to get back to the Trump conspiracy for a second. And I really have to put it to you, America. This is your government, okay? This is your government in action. This is why this country is a mess, and that's why you cannot put Kamala and this guy Walz, the second fiddle liar, back into the White House. The female agent who was in charge was using non-Secret Service agents who never worked a rally before for the Trump rally. She herself was inexperienced. She never worked a rally. So the people around her were inexperienced. There was no one command center set up. This was a miracle and a disaster waiting to happen. Why? You had police on different frequencies. They couldn't communicate.
You know,
anywhere. Go ahead.
When I was involved with all that kind of stuff, I never worked a situation. I drove an ambulance, okay? And we were the first responders. And this was whether it was a football game, no matter what it was, we were there. And I never worked a situation that we didn't have a radio check. And that included anybody that was there as a first responder, be it the fire department, be it the police, be it the ambulance driver, whatever it was, we had a radio check. And when I watched Trump, everything that went wrong, I picked out and could tell.
I'll give you an example, okay? I started out my career, believe it or not, when I was in college. I worked college security campus, okay? I was in college security. So what happened was is that we worked with the deputy sheriffs, okay? Because we actually didn't have any armed personnel on campus. This was in Ithaca College back in before the Stone Age. And I worked campus security. And the first thing you did is you got your radio. And you got your flashlight. And you got your cuffs. Okay? So now what you had is you had this very interesting thing. It's called the radio check. And before we went out, we made sure the radio was working. We did a radio check, 5x5, can't hear you. One of the radios is not working right. Let's go back, get another radio. That's the first thing you did. And everybody was able to speak to each other. The deputy sheriffs in town could speak to us if there was a problem. We could speak to them if there was a problem. We had to go through the training. We went through fire training, okay? We went through de-escalation training. They call it, well, we call that combat training. Now they call it de-escalation training. But, and then throughout my years, okay, I took a bunch of years ago, a couple of years ago, I took the civilian emergency response team training and got my certification in that with my Fraternal Order of Police buddies. I've been a member of that organization, I think, for over 27 years, I think it is now. And it's an amazing organization that you learn a lot from people. A lot of them were federal marshals. They were NYPD, Suffolk County, Nassau County in New York. And they basically, now some of them run private security protection details. This was a S show from the beginning. The people who set this up was a disaster. And I saw body footage this morning, body cam footage, that was absolutely, the local SWAT team was so pissed off after this happened that he was yelling, I told the effing Secret Service that to cover that building. Why wasn't that effing building covered? I told them last Tuesday. Well, why? Let me ask you this. This is obviously something, and you talked about it before. It's the top down in the military and police organizations. It's the people in charge, management. Okay? If your directors, if your supervisors are imbeciles, doesn't matter how amazing the ground people are, it's not a coordinated effort. If you looked at that shooting and you looked at where that building was, a 5-year-old would have said, cover that building. But here's what was even worse. The detail that was there looked like they had no idea what to do. You had those female DIE hires or DEI hires, okay? Couldn't even put her gun back in her holster. She was so nervous. Listen, I've never been on the live fire. I can tell you that. I don't know how I would react. But no. I'm also not in the Secret Service.
Them asking, or her asking, or several were asking, which vehicle do we put him in? Which car do we put him in?
Yeah, where are we going? Where are we going?
That is so, I mean, they train on that day in and day out. And I was mentioning to Brett, you know, I didn't see, and I'm surprised that there wasn't one around, I didn't see an ambulance at that situation. And you would always have an ambulance there.
Well, this is the Secret Service is a microcosm. It's the entire Biden administration in a nutshell. It's an entire, listen.
A big F.
Yeah, if no one is ever held responsible for anything under the administration, because if they were, all of the Biden administration would be gone. And Obama would have to come up from the basement in his sweatpants and actually have to run the country from upstairs instead of downstairs. Okay? He'd have to come out from behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz. So at this point in time, not one person from the Secret Service or anyone else has been fired or at least relieved of active duty. You had one person step down, Cheadle. She didn't know what day it was. What, are you kidding me? So they put the second fiddle in again. And I love that phrase, second fiddle. Because he was a carbon copy of her with a flat top haircut. So what did they accomplish so far? He was shot July 13th. It's almost a month. Have they done anything? Have they assured America that the candidates and, in fact, our president and vice president are safe? The fact that they beefed up and put, they had 70 people there, apparently, according to some reports. And no one thought to cover that building? I mean, what? Are we kidding me? This is the most basic thing that you do, cover the high ground. And that water tower in the background would have been the first part. I would have put a sniper up there who had a bird's eye view.
And the line of trees.
Yeah, I mean, this was just amazing. And their response was, we don't want to have any more outdoor rallies. That's like the crime response in New York City is to put bars up on your house. So you admit defeat and you just put yourself in jail because you can't put the criminals in jail. So put yourself in jail. This is the stupidity that we're running under with the Biden administration. Listen, you may hate Trump. You may think he's a lying sack of you know what. You may think he does nothing right when he speaks. the way he pushed himself in front at the G7. But you know what? That's America, folks. We're the brazen Americans. We're the ones who saved the world already. Twice. So why? Why would we go back? Yeah, they talk about going back with Trump. No, 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 no. You know, you talk about the future. You're going to fight for the future. That's what Kamala keeps saying. But there's no plan. Hope is not a plan, folks. It doesn't work that way. You know, and if they take her off the teleprompter, we're going to get the word side salads again. You know, so let me ask you, they talk about, the Democrats are yelling about the real freedom. Okay, let's examine the issues they raise. So they're the party of freedom. Okay, this is the Democrat party of freedom. Let me give you their freedom. You have the freedom to have your schools shut down. You have the freedom to have your police defunded. You have the freedom to have illegal aliens invade your country. You have the freedom to have your community centers and your parks taken over and made into illegal invader housing. You have the freedom to have Governor Walls and Harris burn down your cities without consequences. You have the freedom to pay higher gas prices. You have the freedom to pay foreign countries that hate us for gasoline and oil because the Democrats refuse to drill for it in your own country, creating American jobs. You have the freedom to pay higher food prices. You have the freedom to live paycheck to paycheck because of the Democrat Party. You now have the freedom to have 9.1% inflation instead of 1.4 under Donald Trump. You have the freedom to be crushed by your own government and to be afraid of them and their lawfare. You have the freedom to be harassed on campus and for your campuses to be shut down by radical terrorists. You have the freedom to be harassed and have campsites set up on your own colleges. Isn't that a bonus? You have the freedom to have foreign countries donate monies to your universities so that they can create anti-American radicals. You have the freedom to become a radical terrorist in this country. You have the freedom to just walk across the southern border, if it still is a border, and come to this country. You have the freedom to commit crimes and rape our children and murder our citizens. And you have the freedom as a person who invades this country to get free health care. Illegals have the freedom to get free income. Illegals have the freedom to get free housing, free college, and free education. That's what the Democrats, Harris, and Walls call freedom. That's what they want. But it's not on their website. Well, nothing's on their website. Why? Because she hasn't defined what she needs to win yet. Listen, there's a difference between buying a piece of equipment and manufacturing it to specifications. They are manufacturing her right now. They are crafting her into what they need to win. It's not who she's going to be, because as soon as she gets admitted to that White House again, it's going to be someone in the background telling her what to do. She is bought and paid for. And this brings me to the point. The media is absolutely blatantly ridiculous. They've lost their way. Speaking for 30 seconds is not a press conference. That's not a press conference. They're saying, forget her past. Well, wait a second. Isn't that your job to investigate her past? She has no policies. She has nothing other than speeches right now. And it doesn't matter. The whole thing is it doesn't matter, as I said before, because they're carrying her. The cackling stupidity of her. That's a great thing now. She was the worst thing. They were thinking of taking her off the ticket a month ago. Now she's the new coming. So when she says, I love the other day, this is what was great. Since she's announced her candidacy, like it was 6 months ago or a year ago, what a pile of crap. They inserted Kamala into the hole that they dug for Joe Biden. They pulled him out, they extricated him, and because they stabbed him so many times, they just slipped her in. So where is he? We don't know. So he's going to be on the campaign trail with her? That's not what she wants. She's running like an Olympic runner far away from him. She doesn't want his policies because no one in America wants them. And just think about something for a second, please. I know people don't like to think about things. And the low voter is exactly what Kamala's going after. But these are the same exact people that told you for the last 3.5 years that Biden was the sharpest tool in the shed, that he was perfectly fine, running rings around. Even Kamala couldn't keep up with her. A month ago, she said that. I can't even keep up with him. Think about that. You've seen Joe Biden in reality now when he's been out. So don't forget that these are the same people that were hiding Biden, and they're doing the same thing now with Kamala. They're going to bury her, and they're going to bury him until after the election. Then they're going to pull him out of the puppet box, just like Jeff Dunham. They're going to pull her out of the puppet box, stick their arm up her you-know-what, and bingo, she's going to say exactly what they tell her to say. That's not what I want in this country. I want this country fixed. I want Washington cleaned out. I want that swamp drained. That was the biggest mistake Trump made his first term. He did not drain that swamp. He knew it was a problem. He thought he could work with it to change it. No, he needs to tear it out. When you got a cancer, you don't cut around the edges and hope it doesn't grow. You cut it out. You knock it out completely. But you know what? Listen, until we get money out of these elections, the billions of dollars that are hundreds of millions of dollars that are pouring into these campaigns, they're bought and paid for, folks. What I suggest is that we take a certain amount of money, and that's beyond my pay grade to figure out. But we need a certain amount of money for each candidate that they get from the government. No one gets to give the candidate money. No super PACs, no any of that garbage. Because you know what? We the people deserve to choose who runs our country. Not some super PAC, not some giant bunch of guys in a room smoking cigars and Tipperellos. Okay, because I want to be politically correct. Me, politically correct, that is actually pretty good. But they're not the people who run this country. We the people should be the people. Okay? Reality check. This is nothing but a stunt. They should have a stunt coordinator running this campaign. This is ridiculous. How do you have a platform when there's no platform? You have the media in your pocket. That's what the deal is. And she said the other day, you know, she made a statement. She said, J.D. Vance is the junior varsity and Walz is the varsity. You know, I've heard that stupidity somewhere else. Wasn't that the ISIS claim by Obama? And how'd that work out? Yeah, the junior varsity team kicked off butts until Trump got in there and took them out. And guess what? They're reconstituting. And let me tell you something. Her stance with Israel really worries me. This is to my Jewish friends out there. That position that she said, and she was clipped and heard, that she said that there was possibility of an arms embargo on Israel in the future. That, to me, should be as scary as heck for every Jewish person in this country and every Jewish person around the world. Because right now, the world's on fire. Okay? The Israel war, they didn't start it. But they have to finish it to survive. They have to finish it. Okay? So, Miss Flip-Flop, okay, back and forth on the issues, she can't remember which issue she flipped on, so she flips again. It's like watching a tennis match. That's what I see here. Okay? She hasn't done a press conference. She stays away, 20 days and counting. Who's running the country? As none of the so-called leaders have been seen anywhere except behind a teleprompter. So who's running the country? Well, that's who we want to find out. Okay? So basically what we're looking at, I fear the future, quite frankly, for this country. Electing another empty box is not going to work. With a puppet inside, it's what we're going to get with Biden. The same disasters. The economy, paycheck to paycheck, the end of our gas and oil industry. We put Iran out of business. Now we put them in the billions. But you know what? Thursday, Trump did a 90-minute press conference, and that was amazing. Somebody who put sentences together. So when you go to the ballot box, and I'm going to talk to you before then, but think about it. Go this week, look it up. America's in trouble, and we the people need to bail it out. So, I guess till next week, we'll come to the end of the show. Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark and Legendary Dave. Thank you. Thank you for your service, and thanks for helping out today. Have a great rest of the week, folks, and thanks for listening. Sharky out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.